Then we have a daughter who lives in Minnesota, and she works with the Plato Learning Systems. She's one of their, she's their project manager. And she graduated from Roswell High School in Roswell, and University of Georgia.
So you saw the schools when you were young, and then also probably when your kids were young. What
right.
were the changes in the schools?
Well.
Growth.
A lot of growth. And they offered more subjects, which I think was great. See, when we were at Roswell, they did not introduce languages until our senior year, and we were not allowed to take them because they started with the 9th, 10th, 11th grade. And as a senior, they did not offer Spanish and French or anything for us. And I think that's good. They were able to do that. There were a lot more scholarships available when they came along, and even more so now than there were when we went. Back when we came along, there were not that many. And that many did not go to college as many when we were in school. Also, the sports, they had a lot different sports to be able to participate in. And they were better teams because they had more people to pull from, whereas Rick's football team only had how many? About 13,
14, 15. About 13,
so.
Yeah. We had a couple of substitutes.
We used to cheer. I used to cheer, and he played football. And then we'd go sit down in the stand and play our instrument during halftime for band. So they didn't have that. They were able to participate in one or the other. You know, there were enough people to do it. And that made it kind of nice. But it's been nice that we all went to grew up in the same town.
Well, there was, 29 in our...
29 in our
graduate class.
Well, 28 because one girl dropped out before. And we just had our 50th anniversary. And out of the 28, there's 23 still living.
And when you were kids, did you walk to school, or were there buses, or is it?
There were buses, but our family business was right in the middle of Roswell. So when Dad went to work, I rode into Roswell with him usually, or sometimes Mom would go early enough to take us and drop us off at school. We were too close to the school to get free bus transportation. I think it was at that time, back in that time, it was you had to be over 2 miles from the front door of the school in order to get public transportation.
And I lived down on the river, and the bus did not come down there, and there was not enough students even that direction. So I rode to school up to the store with today, as I had said, worked at the store, and then I waited, and either the delivery man would drop me off at school, or the ambulance driver, because it was all connected. I'd sometimes ride to school in an ambulance. Sometimes I rode in a truck. Sometimes I walked if it was at Roswell. I mean, but most of the time I did ride. And it was just because someone was going that direction and I got a ride.
What kind of, when you were kids, what kind of clothes did people wear to school? What was the...
Loafers and bobby socks, mm-hmm. in the 50s, and we wore full skirts and sweaters. We also wore the little white collars, the girls did, lacy collars, you know, and we even had felt skirts with stars. I had one that had stars on it. Some of them had poodles on them in the 50s. We wore a lot of The cheerleaders wore long, heavy skirts. We wore long, heavy corduroy skirts that when you go around, you weren't supposed to show any part of your bodies, you know, but it still worked.